The primary tomorrow will be the first time that Alaska voters weigh in on lawmakers who voted for lower permanent fund dividends. Many of the candidates running for office, including three prominent candidates for governor, have pledged to increase dividends. But it's not clear how they're going to pay for them. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman talked with the candidates for governor about the PFD.
This fall, permanent fund dividends are going to be a lot smaller than they would have been until 2 years ago. Dividends would be just over $2,900 under the formula that was used until then. That's compared with the $1,600 set by the legislature. It would cost a lot more to pay the full amount under the formula, roughly $840 million. Republican candidates Mike Dunleavy and Mead Treadwell both say they support the full PFD. Here's Dunleavy.
I think we have the money where we can afford a full statutory PFD.
And here's Treadwell.
I support that formula.
Democratic candidate Mark Begich also supports a higher PFD, just not as high as the Republicans. He supports a different formula.
And then you would put it in the Constitution. So then the formula is there, so it's very clear.
This year, Begich's formula would have steered another $300 million toward dividends. So individual PFDs would be a few hundred dollars more this year. The one candidate who hasn't promised higher dividends is the incumbent, Independent Governor Bill Walker. He was the first to lower the PFD when he vetoed half of the money in June 2016. He did that because the state has been in an ongoing budget crisis. He noted projections that the permanent fund's earnings reserve will get lower over time without deep cuts to state-paid services. Ultimately, PFDs could entirely disappear.
I cannot subscribe to a concept that we'll always be able to reach into a savings account because those are almost gone.
None of Walker's challengers have spelled out exactly how they would pay for higher PFDs. And the size of the problem is significant. Separate from the $840 million cost of a full dividend, there's another $600 million gap in the state budget. The existing gap is set to be covered by the rapidly shrinking piggy bank that's covered state budget shortfalls in the past, the Constitutional Budget Reserve. The combined shortfall would be more than a third of what the legislature budgets for all state agencies. To pay for dividends, Dunleavy says he would look to the permanent fund's earnings reserve. And if the numbers don't add up, he says he'd turn to Alaskans.
The thing is, if we want to change the statutes, in my opinion, we should engage the people of Alaska, at least in an advisory vote.
But the state has a new law that already draws from the earnings to pay for state government. Any additional draw is likely to lower the overall value of the permanent fund in the future. Mead Treadwell says some of the funds to cover the shortfall that would be created by higher dividends would come from developing the state's economy.
And if we do that, we're going to have a corporate income tax that's going to help pay our bills.
Economists say a problem with relying on economic development is that anything that creates new jobs would also draw families to the state that rely on public services. And without a broad-based tax like an income tax or statewide sales tax, new residents could actually cost more money than they pay to the government. Begich says he would look to make more cuts to state government, but says any cuts would be small.
The key word here is sustainable dividend, because if you don't create a sustainable dividend, then you're selling a false good.
Both Begich and Walker say they would make up for any long-lasting budget gap with new revenue. While the House passed an income tax bill last year, it died in the Senate. But Walker says it's important that his challengers be more specific than they have been about how they would pay for shortfalls they'd create by increasing dividends. He says deep spending cuts would be difficult, especially when more spending on public safety is needed.
I think we've got to be careful about, you know, the suggestion of we can cut a way out of this.
One group that will be watching closely what the state government does next is the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation's Board of Trustees. It passed a resolution saying that sticking to a rules-based draw on the fund is critical to the fund's future. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.